He is originally from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, gained significant recognition after earning a golden ticket on season 21 of American Idol, and in 2023, he had three singles that hit the charts on the Canadian country radio. He's appeared at major festivals like Boots and Hearts and Country Thunder, and he's got a debut album out right now, and he's getting ready to go with his Staying Wild tour. It is Braden King. How you doing, man?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
Oh, we're so excited you're coming through here. A show at the Capitol on January the 24th. I wanted to talk a bit about this tour. It's going to take you to Saskatchewan, Alberta, Ontario, BC, Manitoba. Are you getting pumped?
I am so excited. We haven't played any shows in like 2 months. We've just been rehearsing and getting ready for this tour. We completely changed the set list up. It's so exciting. It's a brand new show, and I cannot wait to bring it to all these spots. We can't wait to see everybody.
Now, I got to know, what's life like on the road for you? Are you driving around in an old beat-up van? Are we flying business class, first class? How's it all happening?
We actually just got an auto sponsor last year. A company out of Alberta called Move Auto got us a 2023 Suburban and a trailer. So we're riding pretty comfy, I'll be honest with you, and we're ripping that thing all across the country.
Oh, that sounds wicked, man. Now, let's talk about the debut album. I know you've put out some music, but Staying Wild is out now. Tell us all about this album and how it all came to be.
I first started writing songs just not really knowing if I was writing for a record or what I was writing for, and we started putting out singles, and we had about six singles out at the time that we decided that we were going to do this album, because we were sitting on about five other songs that I was like, these all kind of fit together really well. And we added in one more, and it just made 12 songs. And I'm like, we're sitting on an album. We might as well just put it out. So it's a completely independent release. And we just hit 500,000 streams on the record, which has been so crazy to see it all grow and have some great responses. So it's been a very exciting debut, and I'm glad people are connecting with it.
Oh, that's so awesome, buddy. We were just talking a little bit off air here about Katepwa, Saskatchewan. I got a bunch of family down there, and you were saying that Katepwa was kind of the spot that made you get your debut and made it all happen. Tell us that story again.
Totally. I've been camping at Katepwa since I was 2 years old and going there every summer growing up, coming from Weyburn. And it was the summer where the pandemic was kind of starting to open up, and I was working a full-time job at Katepwa Lake. And my dad said, hey, you should go to the bar and say, I'll play a show for free, and if you like what I do, you can pay me to come back. And we sold the place out, and then I played there every single weekend after that, and then people said, hey, can you come play in my backyard? Hey, my friend's got this little festival. Hey, all these things. That whole summer, I played 35 shows, and I would say 95% of them were at Katepwa Lake. So that is sometimes even feels more like home than Weyburn, because I've got so many great friends and fans and supporters there now at Katepwa. So I just love that spot. We just played Canada Day there this past summer, and it's always great to go back.
Yeah, shout out to the Katepwa Lake Bar for making it happen for guys just like Braden King. Let's talk a bit more about this show coming to the Capitol here on January the 24th. I know you touched on it a little bit, but what can fans expect at the show?
It will be a crazy high-energy party. I don't care if we're playing a Tuesday. I don't care if we're playing a Sunday. Hopefully we get a Saturday or a Friday like we got in Saskatoon. We make every single show feel like a Friday night, and it's going to be so much fun. We got our good friend Adam Johnson opening up the show. He's a high-energy country rocker. That's what we like to do. So it's so much fun. We love Saskatoon. They've been great supporters of us since the very beginning. I remember our first show in Saskatoon was at the Capitol, and to go back now with a brand new album, I cannot wait to see that room fill up and have a big old party in Saskatchewan.
And we can't wait to have you, man. Best of luck with the entire tour. It's going to take you all over the country, and we're hoping we can give you the big old Saskatchewan welcome when you're here. Okay, big guy?
It'll be great. Can't wait to see you all.
Right on. Grab your tickets. We got them through our website, cjwwradio.com. And until we get to see you in person again, Braden, best of luck to you, big guy, okay?
Thank you so much. You take care.